It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The student who pleaded guilty in a metro area school shooting testified against his former friend, who is on trial in the case. CPR's Allison Sherry has more on the 2019 STEM school shooting in Highlands Ranch.
Defense attorneys representing Devin Erickson have argued that he didn't mean to kill anyone inside the classroom 2 years ago, that it was an accident and the gun went off when students rushed him. But the testimony Tuesday by Alec McKinney turned that on its head. McKinney says the two had talked about school shootings for weeks.
One day the plan sort of shifted into the idea of a school shooting when we were in his car one day, and it was kind of more serious, like he was thinking about it and I was also considering it as well.
McKinney pleaded guilty for his role in the shooting and is serving time. Erickson faces 48 criminal charges, including first-degree murder. The shooting killed one student and injured eight others. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
That trial in Castle Rock continues today. The sounds of the Colorado Springs Philharmonic won't accompany the city's 4th of July celebrations as they normally would. CPR arts reporter Monica Castillo checked in with the musicians for the latest in their labor fight with management.
The musicians' union and management are still in arbitration over a contract dispute. Jeremy Van Hoy with the musicians says as a result, recordings of their music won't accompany the city's annual 4th of July fireworks show.
The matter of our labor and our recordings that we produced with our musicians in the past. That's the question. And as of now, we're not allowing them to be used. And if they're trying to force that issue, that's unfortunate.
The Philharmonic says the show will go on, but it's unclear with whose music. Van Hoy says he hopes the sides can agree on a new contract in time to play concerts in the fall. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Wastewater systems in 13 communities across Colorado will receive a total of $2 million from the state for wastewater treatment systems to protect public health and water quality. The Small Communities Grant Program supports small, largely rural communities that often have trouble finding funding to improve their drinking water and sanitation systems. The largest grants are going to Creed, Manzanola, and Pagosa Springs. Each are getting $400,000 for their projects. This is CPR News.